Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadam, and we're about to start the halachas of Tfilas Mincha. And the Chayadam is going to deal with the limitations which Chazal put in place prior to Mincha due to the concern that a person might get involved in them and end up forgetting to daven Mincha. Now, what the question is exactly what time do these limitations and prohibitions take effect? So we're going to differentiate between different times which are designated for the purpose of Mincha. So really, let's just clarify before we start, Klal Lamed Gimel, the halachas of Mincha, what are the different zmanim which are relevant for the Tfilas Mincha? The Tfilas Mincha corresponds to the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arboim, which obviously has to be brought from sometime after Chatzos until the end of the day, which has to be defined when the end of the day is. Now, there's one place Rashi in Pesachim says that Midaraisa, the Zman of the Krabos Karmat Hamashah Ben Arboyim, starts by Chatzos, which would make sense. That's when the sun starts to go towards its active setting. That's called Ben Arboyim, Rashi says in one place in Chumash. The setting of the sun is the process of, from the time that it starts to go down until it actually goes down, is the Bein Harboyim. Those are the two Erevs, the Erev of moving towards setting to actually setting. And the time in between is called Bein Harboyim. So that starts the moment after Chatzos, that's when that starts. However, Chazal were afraid that people would confuse before Chatzos, after Chatzos, because they didn't have clocks. They were using the visualizing of the sun directly above our heads. It's hard to tell whether it's moving towards, it's still rising, or it's starting to move towards setting. So they said, wait a half hour until before you daven Mincha. So the earliest time we're allowed to daven Mincha is 6.5 hours. There are actually places in Rashi where Rashi seems to indicate that it's in the Raisa. You have to wait till the sun is clear that it's setting, it's moving towards setting. That's just there in Rashi, so we're not going to address that issue. So Midaraisa, there's possibly the Zman of Chatzos, but the first time which we are allowed to actually daven is a half an hour after Chatzos. That is referred to as Mincha Gedolah. It's referred to Mincha Gedolah because it gives you a large amount of time to daven. However, that is not the preferred time to daven because they were not makir the Korban Tamid that early. The halacha is that you cannot bring any korbanos after you makir the Korban Tamid. So by doing so, you would limit that no more korbanos could be brought in the Beis HaMikdash. So they waited till later to makir the Korban Tamid. So when were they makir the Korban Tamid? They makir the Korban Tamid after 3 hours more. So they would wait till 9.5 hours in the day. If you divide the day into 12 equal hours, 9.5 of those hours is when they would be makriv the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arboyim. That's the preferred time of daven Mincha. That's referred to as Mincha Kitana from that time and afterwards. So it's the time of Mincha, but it's smaller. It has less time it gives you as opposed to giving you 5.5 hours. You only have 2.5 hours of these hours. Okay, now the next time, which we come in regards to Mincha, is Plaga Mincha. Now you take the 2.5 hours and you divide them in half. You're parlig them. You divide them, so that 2.5 hours divided in half is 1.25 hours. So after 1.25 hours after Mincha Ketana starts is when Plaga Mincha starts. That's going to be 1.25 hours before the end of the day. So Plag HaMincha is 1.25 hours before the end of the day. And that's why it's referred to as Plag HaMincha. And eventually you have the end of the day that you're no longer able to bring the Korban Tamid, and therefore Tfilas Mincha should not be said at that point in time anymore either. So those are the four zmanim which are given in conjunction to the Tfilas HaMincha. It starts by 12.5 hours. The preferred time is, 12:30. It starts after 6.5 hours in the day, 12:30, half an hour after Chatzos. 3 more hours is Mincha Ketana. 1.25 hours later is Plaga Mincha. 1.25 hours later is the end of the Zman of Tfilas Mincha. Now, do we calculate this based on Shkia or based on Seitzah Kechavim? This is a famous machlokes. Whether we do it based on Shkia or Seitzah Kechavim, we mentioned this before. Just very briefly, the Gra holds that you calculated based on Shkia. And the Magen Avraham, amongst others, says that you calculate it based on the end of the day, which is actually way after Shkia, but when the physically the sun has set, until the light has left the sky, which is referred to as Hesek Kochavim. Okay, so that's our background with the four names. And we will start the actual Sif in the following share. Meanwhile, have a good day.